Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Hey, Gavin, Katie came in here with some very important news today.
I doubt that.
Hey! 106.5, the end.
Friday!
I'm trying, guys.
I'm trying. We gotta do something.
Every day is a Friday right now.
No.
I feel like every day is a Monday right now. Every day, like your family's not going to school. Mm-hmm. You know, your spouse, a lot of them aren't going to work.
Right.
So some of the things that come with the anticipation of a Friday for the next day, mm-hmm. Well, we get that every day.
Yeah.
I was just trying to pick everyone's spirits up a little bit. I mean, it's weird right now.
Can I say something to the people that are just trying to pick everyone's spirits up, like Rain and his good friend Jimmy Fallon and other people on Facebook and Instagram? Mm-hmm. Let's just take a break. Let's stop trying to pick each other's spirits up right now, because in all honesty, we've only been doing this for 5 days and we have a long way to go. This isn't going to be over next week. This isn't going to be over at the end of March. This is going to be over maybe around June. So, like, pick my spirits up in May. That's when I need it. And Jimmy Fallon, like, he is, like, just the latest celebrity that is trying to come up and force us to do some sort of fill-in-the-blank challenge. Do you see what his latest thing is? So people are like sharing his video where he wants to honor first responders. And listen, I want to honor first responders. And when all this is done, I will honor first responders. Right now, I'm in survival mode to a T. This is the highlight of my day.
Same.
Sitting here with you dummies.
Same.
Okay. So I love first responders so much, and some of them are very good friends of mine, and there is a time and a place for it, and 5 days into this crisis is not it. He wants us to, like, at 3 p.m. Eastern time, so 12 o'clock our time, he wants us all to, like, open our windows and clink cowbells or bang pots and pans or something like that. And he, don't do it, Rain. It's not even time.
You're early.
And, like, listen, great. It's just like what Rain just did. It's a great idea. I just don't want to do it right now. It doesn't pick up my spirits at all. Same thing with the people that are trying to encourage everybody to put their Christmas lights back up so that kids can get in the car and drive around and have something to do.
See, I think that's nice.
Yeah, of course.
It's a great idea. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not getting my ladder out. I feel like I just took them down.
You did.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want to do that right now.
Well, couldn't you just, like, put them in bushes or something? You don't have to, like, hang them on the house.
I gotta get extension cords.
Yeah, that's true.
And what kid gets excited about lights thrown on a bush? They like to see the houses that are timed out to Nightmare Before Christmas and stuff like that. You know, and I don't even have that during Christmas time.
No.
So, yes, it's depressing, and yes, it all sucks right now, but I don't need my spirits picked up yet. I am going to need my spirits picked up when you see just deadness behind my eyes.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. You're wrong, okay? We keep hearing over and over, we can't wait till this gets worse. We have to do something about this right now. I feel the same way about your spirits. For you, by the time you need your spirits picked up, Rain and I aren't strong enough.
Okay, but what you're talking about are, like, medical supplies and stuff. There's a difference between physical items and emotional cachet. I don't have a reserve that I can pull from. You pick my spirits up now, you're going to have to try three times harder.
I mean,
okay. What are you going to do?
Right.
You're going to chant Friday, and that's going to put a smile on my face?
I guess if we start now, in 3 weeks, it won't matter. He'll stop believing it.
It's like celebrating when you're doing a marathon and you're celebrating at mile 5.
Right.
You still have plenty of miles
right.
to go.
Totally.
Sure, you might be at the head of everybody by mile 5.
Right.
Yes.
But you still got 26 miles to go.
Listen, right now we're in the honeymoon phase
right.
of this crisis.
Just starting.
We're just starting, and, like, everything is... we're still kind of like, it sucks, but we get to do it together.
We're still sort of having class outside.
Yes.
But in a month, it'll feel like class outside, but it's raining and they won't let us go back in.
Exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.